Yeah, Leonard. Hi, Leonard. What's on your mind, sir?
Hi. How you doing?
Well, we're all recovering from, oh my goodness, the end of the world snow.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Hey, my question is about coffee, on drinking coffee on an empty stomach.
Yes, sir.
What type of effect does it have? The reason I'm asking is because I have a skin issue going on. And it's caused by a leaky gut. So I was wondering if coffee is the cause of the leaky gut.
Very, very unlikely, sir. I've not seen any research directly on that point, but you probably know that coffee is so widely used that if there was some suspicion, I'm pretty sure it would get researched.
Okay.
But I'm not aware that it actually causes the leaky gut, no. And
you've
probably seen this yourself, but there's an increasing number of researches on the beneficial activities of coffee in our bodies. Now, that's
right.
If we drink a reasonable amount. I'm not talking about 20 cups a day.
No,
but if we're doing 3, 4, 5 cups a day, it seems to be good for us.
Okay, so if you drink, since coffee is supposed to be acid-based, does it have an impact on gut, drinking on an empty gut?
Not that I know about, sir. No. Again,
okay.
I'll look that one up, but I do keep track of a lot of research literature. I just haven't seen that.
And I haven't seen anything. Okay. All right. That was my main question today. Okay.
Well, thank you for...
My other question, right quick, is if you have a leaky gut, what's the best way about curing it?
Oh, okay. Well, a couple of things. Good old vitamin A. It helps to heal the lining of the gut, the nose, anything that has a lining in it, the vitamin A helps it. And it is very safe for adults who are not going to get pregnant, which you're not, to go up to 50,000 units a day and stay there for as long as it takes to get the gut to behave itself. Now, there's another very interesting thing. It's a metabolite of tryptophan called 5-HTP. And oddly enough, sir, 5-HTP. And it's in all the natural food stores because research has found that it actually helps to regrow healthy gut lining cells. Pretty neat, huh?
Yeah, that is neat. Okay. All right.
So I look at those two things at least, sir.
Okay, I will do that. Thank you much.
You're welcome.